Hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And you guys have made it through the 2 weeks. 2 weeks of talking about
sex. It's gone too fast.
Some of these have been really awkward just because we have to have a sense of
humor.
Beautifully awkward. I hope you all have enjoyed this. I hope that you've had really meaningful conversations with your spouse and also a lot of laughs. I mean, I said scrot on the last episode. That was
You're
fun.
A boy mom. You say scrot a lot.
Well, I was having a conversation. I mean, this will just give you a glimpse.
Scrot.
This is how honest we are.
It.
Like, I have not said wash your scrot. Did I say that once?
Well, maybe I just imagine it, but it's good advice. Maybe I say that to the boys.
I just always say like wash really good everywhere. Okay. But no, yesterday we were talking, this is with Dave's parents here because they're very honest too. And we were talking about steroids for some reason. And because there was some movie they saw where this guy was all jacked and Cooper was like, he definitely took steroids. And I was like, I don't know. And then I, of course, being a mother, I was a dare, you know, dare to keep kids off drugs.
Drug abuse resistant education. For those
I was
of you
an advocate in high school
in the 90s.
I was a representative of DARE. So yeah. I studied all this stuff and I had to go like teach younger kids about this. And I was like, do you know all of the bad side effects that steroids can have on a man? And I went through all of them and like, you can get all this acne on your back. You can be angry, but you can also, it'll shrink your balls. I mean, I literally said it just like that.
Yeah. Well,
and,
it does.
And your mom looked at me. She's a nurse too. And she goes, you know, you're right, Ashley. It does shrink your balls. And she goes, Cooper, it will shrink your balls. And if you ever do anything like that, your ball. And he's like, I'm not saying I would ever do any drugs or steroids. I'm just saying this guy did it. And I was like, well, it affects your man parts. Don't do anything. You know, they shouldn't be doing that. And anyway, so we always are very like, talk about all, you know, as a parent, you're just like, don't ever do that.
Yeah, it's parenthood.
Because he's a weightlifter. So I'm always like, don't even, you know, just don't go near that stuff. But so we talk openly about
whatever.
You know, balls. So yeah, that was like just a dinner conversation. No, our little boys weren't in the room, but
they love
we talked
talk
that
balls.
Gut level honest about it, because I think that would attract most men, you know, from doing things like that. They don't want that. So yeah. Protect
so that's
yourself.
Maybe a topic for another day.
Protect yourself, guys.
But yeah.
All right.
We're ending out our 14 days.
Taiwan, you can take this out if you want to. I don't know.
No, leave it in. It's all gold.
Our producer Taiwan and his lovely
congrats
fiance, to almost
Taiwan
wife.
And Chloe,
yes.
On their
they've listened
days
to
away
all
wedding.
Like, yes.
They are the cutest couple.
They are.
And we just cheer them on. God has great plans for them. They're going to be the most prepared engaged couple ever because
just
they've had to listen to all of our episodes, but they're amazing. We love them.
Yeah.
And
so last episode we have one that is not as awkward, that is just important. And that is sex habits. Like,
I got to say one quick thing about Taiwan and Chloe on this episode.
Cause
we haven't done, but we're going to put a link in the show notes of where you guys can send a gift to
ooh,
Taiwan and
yes.
Chloe, because Taiwan produces this podcast. If you have
we could
benefited
not do it
from
without
it,
Taiwan.
They're an amazing young couple. And you know what? They could use
send them
some, you know,
wedding love,
send them something nice. So we'll have a link for you to just a way your way of sending a little thank you. Say, you know, I love the podcast. Congrats on your wedding.
Yeah.
Here you go. Sorry. You carry
I love
on.
It. That's so sweet. So we're talking about sex habits. Like what do we mean by this? We mean, you know, sex is something that we need to prioritize in marriage. We always talk about that. It's not everything. It's not the most important part of marriage, but it is an important part of
oh,
marriage.
Yeah, very important.
And so that means that we are going to have habits, you know, and we want to have good sex habits when it comes to prioritizing our sex life in our marriage. And so I would say, number one, make sure you're having sex regularly. And what I mean by that is it needs to happen on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's going to look different for every couple.
There's not a magic number.
No.
But it has to be
regularly.
Regular. I mean,
yes.
if a couple is not having sex, if it's very rare, mm-hmm. that is a warning sign, an emergency warning sign. That things, unless there's like some very specific like medical reason why you haven't been able to.
Which sometimes
to,
there could
which
be.
Which there can be. But under normal circumstances, if sex is just not happening, that's an emergency.
Yeah.
So it needs to be consistent. It needs to be mutually beneficial. We talked about both male and female orgasm. If only one of you is orgasming, then that's a problem. I mean, that needs to be something that is mutually mutually good and healthy. I think that talking about your sex life needs to be an important habit.
And also regularly, like saying, are you satisfied? Like, am I meeting your needs? You know, am I, I'm sorry, you know, this week I was sick or whatever, which I mean, obviously give people, you know, give each other grace on being sick or whatever it is that you're going through. But just even being mindful to say, hey, I want to meet your needs. Like I want to make sure that we're prioritizing our sex life.
Because you are the only legitimate source on earth of meeting your spouse's sexual needs. Yeah. Now that doesn't mean that like they should manipulate that and be like, oh, you got to meet my need. Like in
a
demanding way.
No, that's not going to end well.
That becomes abusive. But I think if both of you have that servant-hearted mindset, not only about sex, but in all parts of the marriage, how can I serve my spouse better? Then you're both going to be a lot happier.
Exactly. And just really making sure that.
I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college level courses, some of their college level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful. And the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked. to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today. I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame.
Leading up to the bedroom, that you're being mindful, and not just because you want to have sex, but that you're just being mindful to be caring and to connect in other ways, like all the non-sexual touch, all the conversations you have that day, and just the respect and love that you show to each other, making sure you're connecting. I think even just, you know, having a regular date night, like making sure that you're, especially those of you who are parents and have busy careers and things like that, like making sure that you set aside time to just really invest in your relationship. And also every day, like making sure you have time in the day where you talk, even if it's for like 15 minutes, like just really talking to each other, looking into each other's eyes and engaging with each other. I know for us, it's been going on a walk. We talk about that all the time, but you know, walks, regular walks are something that we look forward to because it's time for us. Like it's time just to get out, get moving and talk.
Yeah.
And I think, I know you'd be like, well, what does that have to do with our sex life? It has so much to do with it. It's how you connect.
Foreplay is an all day event.
It's all day. And so I think that just really, you know, having honest conversations about what you like, what you don't like, not in the moment, like not when you're engaging.
Well, I mean, in the moment, it's good to say, yes, that feels good.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that doesn't feel good.
Yes.
But yeah, like,
but not the big conversation.
Critiquing, their overall, like,
Yeah.
Have the bigger conversations at another time.
Exactly. I think too, sexual habits, like we have to make sure that we're not masturbating and meeting our own sexual needs, you know, where that's our regular practice.
Right. When that becomes a habit, your sex life's going to hurt for it. It's going to hurt because of it. I mean, because you're training yourself to be a selfish lover.
Exactly. And it's really, you will have less that you want to give to your spouse and experience with your spouse when you're having regular masturbation. And I'm not to say that there's not a time here and there where that may happen. I'm not trying to shame someone, but I think that if it's a regular, for some people, it is a regular practice. I mean, especially we hear from a lot of men, but there's a lot of women. There's an increasing number of women that this is just a regular practice for them. And I think that it takes away from the experience with your spouse because you're meeting that need yourself. And so we want to make sure that that's not something where we're just selfish and we're like, well, I just want to do it myself. It's easier because I can, you know what feels good to me. But it's like, well, no, communicate with your spouse and bring your spouse into that picture because sex is supposed to be about the two of you.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a sexual habit that culturally, I feel like is just so widely accepted, like is normal. And as Christians, we're supposed to be set apart. And so, yeah.
Man, it's a good point. I think, you know, to give a plug here, I think just listening consistently and discussing the Naked Marriage Podcast, and I'm serious. I mean, we do this just to help you guys have more conversations about sex and about all parts of your marriage. And we're right there with you. I mean, this is a place for us, you know, we're working through things and then we'll come back and circle back and have follow-up conversations. And
oh, yeah.
I do think that if you'll keep this, you've kept this habit maybe for 14 days during, you know, the first part of the year, if you're listening in real time, but even if it's just weekly, like, all right, well, once a week, we're going to tune in, listen to an episode and really talk about it. What did we learn? What are we learning? And I think that's an important way to stay connected. And if it's not our podcast, find something that you can do.
Sure. Yes.
You know, around that, you know, something you can watch or listen to consistently that's going to lead to conversation.
And I think the most important thing you could possibly do for your sex life is start praying about your sex life.
Yeah.
Like, and we have people who are like, that is the weirdest thing, but I'm sure you pray for your marriage. I mean, pray for your marital relationship, obviously, but pray for your sex life. God created it. He wants you to have a thriving sex life. Like literally he made it for you and your spouse, right? He made it for a husband and wife to enjoy together. And so why would we not pray for one of God's creations? Like he created sex. And so it's not like this thing we can't talk about with God, but I'm saying like, if you feel like there's this something that's holding you back, like pray about it together, but also pray about it separately. And I'm telling you, that's something we've done for years, like 4 years, and it makes all the difference, you know? And anytime there's been time where I've not prayed specifically about that, I feel like I can tell the difference. Like it's supposed to, it really is something we should pray for.
Yeah.
And so you don't feel weird about it. Like this is something again that God created and wants you to have a thriving part of your marriage relationship.
Man, so good. Guys, thanks for sticking with us these 14 days. It's been so much fun and it's been an honor to just have you on this ride with us as we've had these discussions about sex. And join us, you know, starting tomorrow, we've got brand new episodes that'll be coming out every Monday and every Wednesday.
Yep.
And if you're not listening to our Parenting Uncovered podcast, our brand new podcast all about parenting, every Tuesday, there'll be a new episode of that as well. So 3 days a week, you have something to talk about.
You may want our voice, you may not want to hear our voices anymore, but we do this because we love you and we want to help you. And we're learning all these things along the way as well. So thank you all so much for sticking with us for 2 weeks. We pray many, many blessings over you and your marriage and specifically your sex life. And we hope that you keep on praying and talking about these things. And we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.